The department completed its bottom-up review, or BRRRR, last month, or earlier this month, submitted it to Congress.
David Heyman is Assistant Secretary for Policy at the Department of Homeland Security, and he says the bottom-up review is part of a deliberate process for doing long-range planning at the agency tasked with protecting the nation's homeland security.
The bottom-up review is the second phase of a three-phase process, starting with the Quadrennial Homeland Security Review that we initiated over the past year and also submitted to Congress at the beginning of this year.
For those who came late, the Quadrennial Homeland Security Review, or QHSR, was mandated by Congress, conducted most of last year, and submitted to Congress early this year. It broke new ground because it was the first departmental review conducted by an agency utilizing a wiki or a blog-like forum in which registered users were allowed to submit comments and ideas and then allowed to comment on those submitted by others. In subsequent rounds, participants were organized into specific areas of interest, the best ideas voted upon, and the final list became the official QHSR. The bottom-up review builds on the QHSR, and to put it in perspective, Heyman says he's seen nothing like it in recent years at any federal agency.
For those who haven't heard of bottom-up reviews before, it's because they're not done that often. They're fairly labor-intensive. I think the last one that I'm familiar with was Les Aspin doing the Department of Defense in around 1993.
In a teleconference with reporters last Friday, Heyman outlined the four goals of the DHS bottom-up review.
One, it's to evaluate or gauge how well current activities and departmental organizations align with those mission priorities and goals. Two, it's to identify better programmatic and budgetary ways to achieve better programmatic and budgetary alignment. Three, it's to identify areas for enhanced mission performance. Those are the initiatives I referred to. And four, it's to prioritize initiatives in order to strengthen existing performance and activities.
One reporter questioned the lack of specifics in the report on how to adjust DHS's structure to fit the agency's mission, to which Heyman replied,
"The BRRRR report is a tip of the iceberg. What we've done, frankly, since November of last year is to go beyond below the programmatic level and to say, what are all the activities that we do in this department, agnostic as to where they live, and to, in effect, label them or map them to the mission areas, to our functional areas. We have a number of key functional areas like screening and domain awareness that are linked to our business enterprise. And then after doing that mapping, we have for the first time ever a powerful tool for our leadership team to be able to look at what are we doing in various different views. We can view things through the domain awareness spectrum. We can view things through the preventing terrorism spectrum. We can view things from the organizational spectrum like Customs and Border Protection and ask the question, do we have the programs in place, the activities in place to perform the mission? What more can we do? And is it structured in a way that is optimized for performance?"
Heyman also urged those questioning the BUR to be mindful of another reality for DHS, that the agency's mission, or enterprise, as they have come to refer to it, extends beyond the DHS organization chart.
"The enterprise is broader than the department. Homeland Security is broader than the department. It's broader than the federal family. It includes state, local governments. It includes private sector and private citizens. As such, a review of Homeland Security has to be broader than the department and the federal family. What's important, though, to note is that in our bottom-up review, we did have very specific criteria in terms of how we would look at in enhancing the department's performance. Number one, looking at whether an initiative offered the opportunity to advance safety, security, and resilience beyond incremental improvements. In other words, looking more towards taking that larger leap to safety, security, and resilience. Two, making sure that those initiatives and improvements were measurable, that they could be we could identify performance objectives and targets. And three, that they were achievable, that we could actually achieve whatever we were proposing in the 2012 to 2016 time frame.
That 2012 to 2016 time frame is important, says Heyman, because with the bottom-up review now in the books, the final step in DHS's long-range planning will be a document with the unwieldy title of the Fiscal Year 2012-2016 Future Years Homeland Security Program, or FYHSP. That document is expected to be submitted along with the president's next budget sometime next February. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.